save $150 on all smartphones with a Flex Agreement at Cellcom's Spring Smartphone Event through the 15th. Activation, Flex Agreement, and data required. Visit cellcom.com/spring for details. A mix of clouds and sun this morning, but turning cloudy today. Slight chance of an afternoon shower, then showers and thunderstorms become more likely tonight. High today near 60, low tonight around 50.
Air it out on the Fan.
All right, and we're joined now by Brandon Tierney, Tiki and Tierney, moving right here to the Fan, 2 to 4 p.m. leading into Sportsline in the afternoon. We had Tiki on earlier this week, and we're joined here this morning by Brandon Tierney. Brandon, how you doing?
Guys, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. How are you today?
Doing great, of course. Draft right around the corner. People always want to talk football here in Green Bay.
No doubt about it. No doubt. You know, I'll tell you what, though. Before we talk a little football, I got to tell you, I am so looking forward to being on regularly in your city. And, you know, I don't know if it comes across every day because it's obviously got to be, there's got to be a conversation that where it would call for it. But I've got a real deep appreciation for Milwaukee sports. Now, I've grown up in the 80s. Now, as a Knicks fan, right, as a Yankee, Knicks fan, Jet guy, right, which I still am, I'm growing up in the 80s, and I'm watching Sidney Moncrief, and I'm watching these really good Buck teams that just never quite crack through, but you know as well as I, very good. I'm watching the Brewers in the early 80s. Really, really one of the first teams I remember, Harvey Wallbangers. Watching Gorman Thomas and, of course, the great Paul Molitor and the great Robin Yount. And I'll throw a little Cecil Cooper in there, a little Jimmy Gantner. How about a little Ben Ogilvy? I mean, who's Haas? I mean, I put it this way. I know we're a national show, but I would like to communicate to your audience that when something comes up about your city, throwing Marquette, obviously, the Packers, I know where I'm coming from, so I got you back on that.
Awesome. Love to hear that. Now, I got to say, maybe you'll like this. I wasn't around for those great Bucks teams of the 80s, but I was named after Marcus Johnson.
Were you really?
Not I was.
Nice. Not bad.
Yes.
Not bad. Yeah, the Mickers. Boy, so funny. I mean, I was a really, really young sports fan at that point, but they were kind of still, you know, formative age for sure. Too old to be cynical, you know, certainly not quite too young, right? I don't recollect any of it, but I remember going in there, and you know, my guy was Bernard King, and if Bernard didn't drop 40 against Milwaukee, we basically had no shot. That's a team that I've always felt. Now, granted, when you have the Celtics with McHale and Parrish and Bird and everybody, Casey Jones, Dennis Johnson, you name it, they had it. Bill Walton coming off the bench, you kidding me? I mean, it's, I can understand why it was tough to get past them. And even the Bad Boys a little later in the late 80s, I always thought that Bucks team, because they didn't win the championship, they always kind of get left out of the conversation of really, really good teams. And obviously, your older audience is probably nodding their head saying, yep, this guy's right on a national level. I feel like the Bucks, they don't get it. They don't get the love. Although this year they're getting love, obviously. Jay Kidd's done a nice job. But those two Buck teams I was growing up with, man, they were beasts. They were a tough team.
Well, Marcus wasn't old enough to remember them, Brandon, but I was. So I'm one of those older guys nodding my head in what you're saying there. But, you know, we haven't had the luxury of having the Tiki and Tierney show here on the Fan until you guys move over a little bit later on this month. Tell us a little bit about the show and what you guys kind of do.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, first thing we're going to do is we're not going to change, even with the TV simulcast. I've been doing this for a while. I'll study journalism. I come from a place of, as does Tiki, certainly integrity, but I'm not a journalist, man. We hold people accountable. And I tell you the other thing that we're not afraid of, including ourselves mainly. What we're not afraid to do, this came up on yesterday's show with Des Bryant's Instagram post, we're not afraid to tackle really important topics, whether it's you know, race relations or whatever. Now, quite frankly, I think it's easier for us to do because you have white-black dynamic. I'm white, Tiki's black. You can navigate that a little a little more seamlessly when you have both perspectives, because it's you're representing both sides of the table, so to speak, even though we're all sitting at the same table. But this is a volatile world, man. And, you know, the social media, the maelstrom of criticism, the agendas of some, the angles of many, we're at a point now, if you're getting on the air at 27 and you're just ripping through a box score, your show is probably pretty boring. You have to let people know about, like, I'm a dad, you know, and I'm a young dad. I mean, I'm not young necessarily, but my kids are young. I've got an 8-month-old baby girl, and I've got a son who just turned 2 in January. So I talk about navigating early childhood and obviously balancing a marriage and still trying to squeeze out some rounds of golf and some card nights with the boys. I mean, I think that your audience will get a good sense of who we are, or what we believe in, you know, our true convictions. And I think we're relatable. You know, I don't think he's, and I say this in a good way, maybe less relatable in the sense that, you know, he did something that we weren't good enough to do, and that's basically, you know, be a pro athlete. But he's a very grounded, very measured, and very, just a very good guy. So there's no false pretense. There's no, hey, this is our show and we're better than you. Nah, absolutely not. It's fun, but when it's time to rip, man, you know, speaking for myself, when it's time to air something out and coming into high heat, and that's what drove me. When I first started sports radio, you know, really, obviously in the late 80s in New York with SLN, but even after that, that's what pulled me in. I want to let it rip and get loud. And if it's what you post for, it's going to come. It's going to come to the speakers.
All right, a couple things. First of all, you just mentioned when it's time to air something out. That's the name of this show, Brandon Tierney here on Air It Out. So you got to like that. Look at how that just worked out.
Wait. Did you not think that was done by design? I mean, come on.
You're a professional.
Come on.
And also,
it sounds like I have the same life as you do.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, you mentioned people can't really relate to Tiki because he played in the NFL. I can't relate to you or Rookie when it comes to the whole kids thing.
Well, let me ask you, how old are you? Do you divulge that on the air?
26.
I'm 51.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So I'm 43, so we got the whole spectrum here. You're 26. Are you married or are you single?
I'm not married.
Okay. For the love of God, exhaust every dating app, exhaust every bar, every possible avenue that you can exhaust. Whatever you're into, make sure you do it before you get married.
Okay.
Now, I'll tell you this, I'm lucky. And even having married the right woman, it ain't easy. Now imagine throwing 2 kids, screaming, hungry, not sleeping, this and that, and still trying to get on the air and watch a game and do your job. It's not easy, but as the other man in the room will attest, when it goes well, there's nothing better. But trust me, okay, you better maximize your singlehood, bro, because once it goes, it is over.
Well, you haven't even gotten to the stage where you're dragging the kids around to baseball, soccer, or hockey yet, and that'll come down the road for you. But as I always say, Brandon, the moment you say, yes, I do, you talk about trying to squeeze out some golf rounds. I always say the moment you say I do, your handicap goes up by about 7 to 10 shots.
Yeah, so I'm going to probably card about a 119 at this point because I ain't good. My passion far exceeds my ability to hit that damn little circle. I don't know what it is about golf. I honestly, I'm possessed. Like, I didn't pick it up until after college. I played baseball in college, so I was busy with that. Played hoops growing up, obviously, whatever. You know, I mean, obviously, Tiki's a real athlete, but I played in college. So I just, and I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, so golf was not cool. Golf was for the rich. I wasn't rich. And golf was for wimps, and I'd like to think I wasn't a total wimp. I mean, that's the way it was back then. It was before golf was cool. And now, you know, when you start trying to play, as I did after college in my early 20s, you're playing catch-up for your whole life, and you basically suck for your whole life. What you have to do is make sure you have the cart girl within view. Have a Bloody Mary to start the round. Get a little something at the turn, and try. That's the only way you can get through it. Because if you don't drink when you play golf, and you actually take it seriously, and you're not good, you're going to be miserable. See, I think you have to position it for what it is, and as long, and it took me, don't get me wrong, it took me about 12 years to actually calm down and stop throwing stuff and stop being an idiot. But now that I have, maybe fatherhood actually does that to you. You enjoy the 4.5 hours of solitude because you know when you walk in the door, holy hell's about to erupt it as soon as you walk back in, so you may as well enjoy it.
Amen.
Well, in the off chance that one particular person is listening, let me just put this out there, that I'm very fortunate to have a very nice lady that seems to be comfortable hanging around at different bars.
Here we go.
That's because she hasn't completely reeled you in yet.
Well,
here we go. All right, let's cut to the court. How long are you dating? I'm sure she's a lovely young woman. How long have you guys been together?
It's a relatively new thing, but it's a lot of fun. She's great. I have zero complaints whatsoever, and we can talk
well,
back.
Well, it's always fun when it's new. I mean, the challenge is when it's no longer new, can you keep it fun? All right, I'm going to help you out because we're older than you. Now, number one, does she love sports? Number one.
Yeah, she's open to sports.
No, Brandon, are you buying that, Brandon?
I like the change of pace, though. Like, it's kind of nice. I mean, she's accepting of sports, not like a nut, like every waking moment looking what's the sports news of the day, you know?
Okay, that actually can work for some people. My wife comes from a sporting family, and that actually really works for me. So, but I get that. Does she have, more importantly, does she have a good family? Does she come from a good family?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's non-negotiable. All right, you guys share the same political views, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, that's huge.
Yes.
Do you share the same religion?
Same church growing up.
You got a chance, man. You got a 50-50 chance of making it work.
Awesome. Perfect.
Hey, even with all those checks in the right column, you still have only a 50% chance that it works out. But I wish you the best.
Well, thank you very much, Brandon. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Tiki and Tierney coming to the Fan 2 to 4 p.m. starting on Monday, leading right into Sportsline. We're joined now by Brandon Tierney. Let's talk a little football. Of course, here in Green Bay, that's the top story year-round. And, you know, Packers fans, you know, you can find stuff to complain about. But the bottom line, you got Aaron Rodgers, so you've always got a chance. And I know you said you're a Jets guy. It can always be worse.
Oh, my God. And for me, it usually is worse. Of course, for me, but nobody cares about the Jets in Green Bay. Listen, here's what I worry about. And it happens, and it sneaks up on teams, and the Packers need to be very careful. Only 33, right? By the way, I mean, how do you break up Olivia Munn? I mean, that's a different conversation. Yeah. But now he'll be ready to go, I guess. But you really run the risk of, if you don't insulate, and he's not the only example, but as you get a little bit older, and he's maintained much of his balance, trust me, I watch him every week, he's still rolling, he's still quick, he's still elusive, he still makes every incredible throw off his back foot, he's got a rocket, he's still great, even though there's been a tiny, tiny, barely perceptible, barely, kind of attrition, at least to me. But he's got about, I would say, still 4 years of being, you know, top shelf, top notch, and it would be cool. The Cowboys did this with Romo. If you don't insulate him with the proper O line, the running game, all the things that allow him on occasion not have to be the sole reason why they win. I mean, that's a really heavy cross to bear. Now, his shoulders seemingly are strong enough to do that for the most part. But as time compiles and the odometer gets a little deeper or a little more alarming, so to speak, you know, you can't have him fling the football 40 times a game. I mean, it was magic. And I know it's different when you're in the city and you watch every snap, micro-analyze every single nuance of every single game. I get that. But, you know, watching from my seat, and I do a TV show as well on CBS Sports Network every Sunday on Tops. Obviously, the Packers are on my radar big time, like everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to not have to convert a wide receiver, granted he was good, Montgomery, but good God. I mean, you got to give this guy some more weapons. Are you kidding me? The problem with their receivers, they're slow. And, you know, I don't know if you guys actually say this out there in Green Bay. I watch them, and I've got, you know, numbers to back it up. Collectively, their 40-yard dashes are the slowest in the NFL. I mean, they're top wide receivers. So you got to get quicker. You need to get more stout. You just need to maximize this window that still remains of his absolute prime. Aaron Rodgers is too good to go to the football cemetery, whenever that is, with just one championship. He's just too good for that to happen.
Yeah.
And if that does happen, to me, that is at the doorstep of the team, not an Aaron Rodgers doorstep.
Pretty much the entire Green Bay listening audience right now is saying amen, I would imagine. That's
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, this guy's a legend. I mean, you know, and one thing that happens, and I know that we're hypercritical in today's society with Twitter, and, you know, you could just put out words with really no repercussions, hit enter, and suddenly you have this narrative that's created. I mean, I really, and I don't imagine this to be the case, but I really, really, truly hope that Packer fans aren't even remotely disenchanted at all with Aaron. I'm 43. I have not had a franchise quarterback in my life
right.
as a Jets fan. You've had two
yeah.
in succession.
It's
you have had two of the top 10 quarterbacks of all time. I haven't even had a top 50 quarterback once in 43 years because I'm after Namath. Remember,
yeah.
Joe won it in 69. I wasn't born yet. I was born in 73. So I know that Packer fans are smart enough to know this, but if you ever needed a subtle reminder, hopefully what I just said reinforces how lucky you are. Now you got to get the rest of the components around them.
Awesome. Hey, well, Packer fans definitely fortunate, and we are fortunate to have the Tiki and Tierney show here on The Fan now, 2 to 4 p.m. beginning on Monday. Brandon, thanks a bunch for joining us here this morning, and we're really excited. Best of luck with the move.
It's my pleasure. As a quick side here, we would love to, you know, we can work this out with the air down the road and make this happen if we can hurdle over the logistics. We would love to do a show from Wisconsin at a Badgers football game this
yes,
fall. That's something I would absolutely love to do.
Madison's
cool?
The best.
All right, boys. Look forward. We'll have a nice beer when we get in town, too.
Awesome.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.
No, thank you, guys. Best of luck. My pleasure, man. I'll see you.
Brandon Tierney. One half of the Tiki and Tierney show right here on The Fan, 2 to 4 p.m. leading into Sportsline. Looking forward to it. Who knew we'd be spending, I don't know, we talked
about
everything
your love
from
life.
Football to love life, yeah.
Here's one thing I disagree with.
What's that?
And that's the comments about Aaron Rodgers and getting him more weapons, to be honest with you. You know, talking about the running back and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I would not go high with a running back. Do they need to add a running back? Absolutely. And I think get him more weapons. I mean, he's got a lot of weapons. They just got him two tight ends for weapons. And sometimes I think the best weapon for Aaron Rodgers would be a good defense.
A defense that doesn't give up 35.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I think sometimes we forget about that. When you think about getting Aaron a supporting cast, we think, well, a running back or a right guard or a wide receiver or what have you. And how about just giving the guy a defense that allows him that he does not have to be perfect every Sunday.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing I disagree with. I mean, he's got weapons. I want to give Ty Montgomery. Look, I've been talking about Ty Montgomery. It goes back to like October of last year, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to hurt myself patting myself on the back. I was ahead of the curve on the whole Ty Montgomery thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give him a chance to retool his body in an off season and get acclimated to the schematics of playing running back during the offseason rather than doing it all on the fly in a midseason shift. And so, do they need a running back? Yes. Do they need to draft one? Yes. They don't need to draft one high. They've got weaponry for Aaron Rodgers. The next weapon that you need to get him is a solid defense, and the draft starts on defense.
Bingo. And 2 weeks from today, we'll be one round deep into the NFL draft. Perhaps they've already added one defensive player. Got to take a timeout. Now, coming up on the other side, you know, sometimes, like, we get to go, one of the best parts about this job is that you can go to games for work. Like, you get into it, you love sports, right? Sometimes it's kind of rough when you can't go as a fan, though. Like, sometimes it's fun to be a fan.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's kind of how I feel with the Milwaukee Bucks right now. That's next. This is Air It Out.